For the best pizza, pasta, and Italian dishes in Pinellas County, you have to try Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salad, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're gonna love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.
Mr. Brian Cash Clause!
Another one in the books.
Not quite yet. But good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How are we today? Hey, I rhymed. All right. Well, it's me and Brian here in the studio today. We are at deadline with our coupon book, so we've been busy, busy, busy. And so, what do you have going on today, Mr. Brian?
Very much good. I just had a calzone bite from Frankie's.
All right. Frank's Pizza over on 1600 Virginia Street. You guys got to go check him out.
Yes. And Vinny's Pizza, too, is very good also.
Oh, Vinny's is very good. But you know who has one of my favorite pizzas that I ever had? It's the particular kind. It's called a grandma pie. Bros Pizza. I have never, ever had a better pizza. A grandma pizza, ever.
What's on a grandma pizza?
It's actually just a basic pie. It's got a different kind of sauce, like it's kind of plain. Doesn't have a lot of spices stuff in it, but it's all fresh plum tomatoes and fresh mozzarella, you know, the kind they slice, and basil. That's it.
Very good. We're going to go to our first caller. Dave. Is it Dave? Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Brian?
What's up, man? You're a player, man. Right? A soldier or a player? What would you choose if you only had one word? Huh?
All of that.
Yeah, you're going in and out. Why would that be? Do you have your radio on there at the shop?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so go outside or... Okay, it's okay. Just turn it down a little. But anyhow, if you had to choose from a player or what was the other word I said?
Or a soldier.
Or a soldier, which would you be? You'd be both. That's right. Why not? Yeah, because that is something to being a player, right? Being an optimist. If you were in a rowboat, right, and you're going to get Moby Dick, what would you bring with you?
In a rowboat going to what?
To catch Moby Dick. You know the whale, the mythical whale, Moby Dick? It's a big whale. If you were going to catch a big whale.
Oh, I'm going to need a harpoon. You're going to need a harpoon and a net.
Now ask me what I would bring.
What would you bring?
6 pounds of tartar sauce. That's the optimist, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I think of you, too, is when I see that you two had the courage to open up your own shop.
Oh, yeah.
You're right there next to the Circle K. That's the best landmark you can give.
Oh, yeah. Right on Hercules.
Right on Hercules, right? So,
yes, sir.
And you do a great job. So tell us about your experience, why someone should use your services.
Why should someone use my services?
Why anybody should use you? What makes you better than the other barbers?
Well, honestly, I'm the best in the area. And I say that humbly.
Right. That's the paradox. You know what the greatest definition of humility is?
What's that?
You don't think less of yourself, but you think of yourself less.
okay.
In other words, this is because some people mix humiliation with humility. Being humble, like you just said, using that word, is, you know, that doesn't mean that you don't let people know that you do good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is you still can be humble, though.
That's right. Right? I like that.
And then when you're humble, then you remember the main reason to be humble, and I don't always do it, is because when God does bless you with all these gifts that you've been blessed with, your own business, a family, and all that,
yes,
when you've been blessed with all that and you're humble, you'll remember that it's God that gave it to you.
That's right.
Right? And as long as you remember that, you trust God. It's a hard thing to do, to obey God. It's hard. But when you trust God, it's 2 one-syllable words. And when you do that, that's where joy comes from.
Okay.
Some people, you ever think, you see people say, happy is to be content, right? But when you want to have joy in your life, where that's another level, that revs up happy. Joy is more powerful than happy. People that do that really look toward God. Those are the people that have joy in their lives.
That's right.
And that's the answer. See, I don't know where that came from. That wasn't planned, you see. That wasn't planned for me. I planned to call you to interview you about your shop, but we went on that direction. And it's hard to do and obey and do all the stuff I just said.
That's right. That's right.
So anyhow, you got a shop there next to her on Hercules. So tell us, like, what you got going on there today. Like what's, you know, what specials you got going on, anything like that?
Normal pay stuff. We do have a senior special going on today. It's $5 off for seniors and military also. Seniors, military, clergymen, and law enforcement.
Very good.
$5 off today.
Yes. Here's an idea. On November 11th, on Veterans Day,
okay,
I might cover half the cost. But anyhow, offer military people free haircuts.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Free haircuts for the military on November 11th. I have a guy that's ASE certified mechanic on US 19 from November 11th. And please, you use it too for me. Help me out because I want him to get a good response.
Okay.
But for the military, and he has a POW flag in his ad. For the military, they get a free oil change, no questions asked.
Oh, wow.
From November 11th to November 15th, and it's in the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, you know, I'm not saying not make a big deal of it, but if someone shows you their, and the requirement is they got to show you their military pass.
Yeah,
that's right.
Their ID or something.
They have a military.
But it's also, it's any veteran, law enforcement, paramedic, firefighter, and all first responders.
Free oil change.
Yep, free oil change.
And you thought we were supposed to promote you at the barbershop, Dave. See how we did that? Who cares about Dave?
Shameless plug.
And it's ASE. But that's for the POWs. Like, of course, a military in actions. Anybody that was family members and stuff like that. That's a pretty...
Okay.
That's a pretty big deal to give a free oil change.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the...
And he does it every year, actually. It's in honor of Veterans Day, and that's why it's November 11th through November 15th.
Yeah, and then Dave just said that he'll give the military a free haircut.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right? Did I get you to do that or put you on the spot?
Right.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good thing for you, too.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. And then... back to the spiritual side of it, Dave, is it, to keep it, you got to give it away.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a paradox, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then why'd you pick that car, the yellow car? Tell us a little bit about that car there that you got in the front.
Well, it's a Hellcat. It's a Dodge Charger Hellcat.
Oh, you got the Hellcat? Oh, I like that car.
Yes, ma'am. I haven't gotten any tickets in it. I'm proud of that.
That's good, because that is the fastest car in the market.
No tickets. That's right.
You know, that's a good advertisement piece, too, because, you know, when I'm driving by the few times, I look for the yellow car.
Actually, okay, it attracts a lot of people.
Yeah, you're there.
You know, that's a rare car, too. They didn't make very many of them, so wow. I didn't realize you had the Hellcat. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You got to start making Instagram videos and putting on there about the barbershop, because there's a guy, have you ever seen him? He got the Hellcat just to make the videos, and he is blowing up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think, what is his name? Tall Guy Car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what made you pick that car?
I've always had fast cars. My dad is into racing. He's a mechanic and welder, fabricator. So I grew up around speed. I've always had cars and motorcycles and stuff. So it was just something natural.
Well, good. And you know, I'm the opposite of you. I drive like a grandpa.
Oh my gosh, you never want to let Brian drive. If you listen, I don't. Why do you do this? He pushes the gas, but then he lets off, and then he pushes the gas. So you basically are going down the road, hitting the gas, hitting gas, hitting gas, hitting gas. You've driven like that since I've known you.
I know. But anyhow, so yeah, I'm Grandpa, and you're a speed racer. I'm the guy you whiz by. You know, every once in a while, I do that too, just to see what it feels like to another person. If I see someone going slow, mm-hmm. I will purposely whiz by them, cut them off a little bit, and then I just say, that's what it feels like, what everybody does to me. See, I'm the guy that drives in the right lane, though. I have respect. You know, yeah. What I don't like is the person that drives in the left lane, right?
In the passing lane, slow.
Slow. What is that about? So what's the longest you ever driven, like from a distance-wise, like from Florida to where?
Oh, I think probably Kentucky, from Florida to Kentucky.
Really? You know, I spent a summer in Kentucky in 1969. In Frankfurt. Oh, okay. You know where Frankfurt is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that's...
My dad used to spend every winter, not every winter, but a few weeks of every winter in Bowling Green in Louisville.
Very good. Yeah, and then that's the... You want to make $50? A gift
sure.
certificate? Okay.
How do I do that?
All right. How do I do that? That's what I like. How do I do that? There you go. What is the nickname? What is their, you know, Florida is known for the orange state, right? Where the orange is. What is the nickname for the Kentucky?
The bluegrass state.
All right.
Just won $50. No, it's like $50 gift certificate.
Okay.
Do you want to go double or nothing?
Shoot, let's do it.
Oh. Okay, this is a question we asked last week, all right? Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner? Oh, man, that's a tough one. I don't know. I'm looking for somebody around me to give me the
don't
answer.
Don't Google it. It's something. Okay, I'll give you the key to the last name. It's something you use in your car.
It's something you use in your car.
What the last name was would be. You would need it.
Well, he might not.
Oh, that's true, too.
You would need it. Something key.
Yay. See, we have a live audience here.
Is that his middle name? No,
it's Francis Scott Key.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll give you one last chance to go double or nothing. You ready? This is for 200. The bombs bursting in air gave proof that our flag was still there. Why did we know our flag was still there?
The bombs bursting in air.
Proof.
Gave proof that our flag was still there. I'm lost.
Okay, here, what it was is like whenever you take over a ship, say you're a ship, the first thing they do is they pull your flag down, right? And they put theirs up. Just the fact that we were still throwing bombs meant we weren't overtaken, because the first thing someone does when they take over an enemy is they pull their flag down and put theirs up. So the fact that we were throwing bombs, most people say, oh, the bombs, the brightness of the bombs. But no, if you overtook me, right?
Because our flag was still there.
Now, say you overtook me, and I'm the enemy to you, and you overtook me, what would the first thing you do? you would pull my flag down saying, now we own this there. Right.
Right.
We're still going to give you $50. Gift certificate.
Yes.
I was going to keep going until you lost, by the way.
Oh, I knew it.
You knew it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he's a player and a soldier, so he had to go, right? You couldn't say no. A soldier always says, that's let's right. fight. So in closing, what would you like to say about your barbershop?
Well, I mean, just come check me out, man. You know, I'm a great family-oriented, you know, neighborhood shop. It's a good vibe here, you know. Welcoming, great service.
Straight lines.
Couldn't be happier.
Very, very straight lines.
What? Oh, yeah.
Right?
And straight lines.
Yes.
Blurry blends.
Yes.
Best fade in the area.
Yes. The
greatest experience.
And what's the name of your business?
It's Stated Lounge Barbershop. We're located at 2165 North Hercules Avenue next to Vinny's Pizza and the
Circle
Gate gas station.
Yes.
Say the name again, Tammy.
Faded Lounge. Faded Lounge.
Say
Faded
the name,
Lounge.
Tom. Let me hear you say it, Tom. Faded Lounge.
Faded Lounge.
Faded Lounge.
All right.
Faded Lounge. Faded Lounge. See, my job is to brand the Faded Lounge name.
Right, guys. And go check out Dave. And that's at 2165 Hercules, right next to the Circle K on Hercules.
And Dave is a player.
And a soldier.
And a soldier.
That's right. Don't forget the soldier.
Right.
All right, buddy.
All right, Brian. Y'all have a nice one, man. God bless you guys.
God bless
you.
Did a great job, Dave, too.
Thank you.
You represent.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. Have a good one.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller.
Do we have you, Demetrios?
Hey.
Hello.
The big Greek man.
Hi, Demetrios. How are you? Demetrios?
Hello.
Hello. Yes. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing so well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good today. It is a beautiful day outside. We were just talking to one of our other clients over at the barbershop on Hercules at Faded Lounge. And now we are talking to Demetrios at the Big Greek Gyros and Bakery over on Main Street or 580, whichever you want to call it. And it's the actual address is 1232 County Road 1 in the Winn-Dixie Plaza right there. All right. So what kind of good food do you have over there today, Demetrios?
Today we have that Greek lasagna they call a pasticcio.
Ooh.
And the other one is moussaka. So
Ooh.
That's the special of the day.
Very good. Oh, pasticcio, I love. Yes, very nice. So, plus, you have a whole bunch of good desserts over there, too.
Oh, yeah, I make everything from scratch.
Right? So, oh my gosh, I had chocolate mousse there, which was divine. But you know what? My favorite thing as a dessert that you make that is homemade, and it is, I think, the best cheesecake I have ever had in my whole entire life, is a cheesecake that Demetrios makes, guys. It is so good. Never had better. So you make that yourself, right?
Speechless.
Yes, speechless.
Everything I make from scratch.
Yes. That's awesome. So you got to probably come in early in the morning to get all your stuff started up, huh?
Sounds like he's ringing somebody up at the moment.
Yes, I hear a cash register.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I don't want to make a mistake of it.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, guys, so we're talking to Demetrios, like I said, over at the Big Greek Gyros and Bakery. He's a newer restaurant in Dunedin area. He's right inside the Winn-Dixie Plaza. So if you go in the Winn-Dixie Plaza, he's on the left-hand side if you're coming in off 580. If you're coming in from the other side, well, you got to go around anyways. He'd be on your other side. But he's right there. But you guys got to go check out his food. I've eaten there several times. And they have one of the best souvlakis that I've ever had. But that cheesecake, I got to tell you guys, it is delicious. And Tommy even went over and ate at the Big Greek, didn't you?
Tommy had a Greek salad.
All right.
Very good.
Good.
I like the wedding cookies, I think they're called.
Oh, I didn't try those ones.
I have to ask him what they're all about.
Yeah. Do they have like powdered sugar on them?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I'll have to check those out next time I go there, because I've tried every time I go, I try to try a new dessert. So I've tried the cheesecake and the mousse and something else. I can't remember what it was called. It was some kind
of
cake.
He has all the traditional Greek stuff too. You know,
I gotta go check out that. Right, I love the baklava, but I gotta go check out that pasticcio. That sounds super good. Really, really good. So those are just specials that you have. Are you okay to talk now, Demetrios?
Give me one second. Okay. I'm almost done.
No problem.
Put the dressing on the salad.
Oh, is that homemade? I bet it is, because everything else
is. I don't know what
it is. I bet that is. I haven't tried the Greek salad yet. That's good. So you went over there and had lunch one day?
You had a little to-go order.
Oh, good. Very,
very
cool.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a nice little place there, right in the middle of that plaza.
Yeah, he's right down, like, from Little Caesars. Yes. So we have coupons in the coupon book for the Big Greek and Gyros Bakery. And he's got all kinds of different things. They do souvlaki and kebabs, spanakopita. Again, like he said today, they have two specials going on, which is the moussaka and the pasticcio. And everything there is made fresh and daily. And all the desserts are homemade, and everything is homemade there. So you guys got to go definitely check out Demetrios.
Thank you, Pedro.
And he's working right now, so he's checking people out at the register. So I would like to just give a little shout out to another one of my clients that is located in Dunedin. They are Dunedin Floors and Granite. And they are located right over off of Alt 19, right after you come off Main Street. But they do such a wonderful job over there, and they've been there for many years. And they have some really good specials that they run in our book. Their prices are always good. But I've heard some of the really nicest things from some of their clients about them and how good of a work they do, and that their workmanship is just on point. And you guys got to call them if you have any flooring needs, whether it be carpet or laminate or, you know, the hardwood, any type of floor. They do the porcelain tile. They do all of that. And what's really popular right now, I noticed a lot of people transferring over to the wood look, the tile planks, but they're really actually not wood, but they look like wood, and it's really, really beautiful. They go from light colors all the way to really dark colors, but they do granite work as well. They can do cabinetry. They do all of that stuff. So you guys got to go check out Dunedin Floors and Granite, or give them a call, and they have three convenient locations. They have one in Dunedin, and that is 727-235-0200, and that, again, is Dunedin Floors and Granite. But if you're in Holiday, you can also give them a call at 727-940-8900. And if you happen to be located in Tampa, you can give them a call at 813-925-9111. And again, guys, that's Dunedin Floors and Granite. You know, the holidays are coming up, so a lot of people like to get their houses in order and get some new carpet or get some new tile, because they're going to have a lot of relatives in. So you guys got to give Dunedin Floors and Granite a call. You can also find them online and look at the different prices they have. Like I said, their prices are super good. And that's DunedinFloors.com. So guys, got to check them out. You still busy, Demetrios?
No, I'm good now.
All right. So, what you got going on over there today at the Big Greek?
We're doing good.
All right. We got,
like I say, we got a lot of pastries. We got the normal menu. We also got the special pasticcio and moussaka. That's like the Greek lasagna.
Right. That's very good. So, you guys, are you going to be doing like some catering and stuff like that for the holidays coming
up?
Yes,
we can do it when somebody asks for it. We do it whatever they need.
Awesome, because you guys have...
We can do Greek salads, we can do chicken or pork skewers, we can do gyros, whatever.
Very good.
Pastries.
Yes, cookies. Those cakes and pastries, oh my gosh, that cheesecake, seriously, is the best I've ever had. It's so good.
Thank you.
No problem. So, yeah, everybody keep, you know, the Big Greek in mind during the holidays coming up, that if you don't feel like cooking, you know, you got a lot of family members or friends coming over and you've been running around shopping and stuff all day, you don't have to cook. Just give the Big Greek a call over at 727-239-7755, and they can whip some stuff up for you so you don't have to cook and you don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
All right. So how are you and your wife doing over there today? Is your wife working with you today?
Yeah, she's in and out.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of your desserts.
Yes, desserts. We have a lot of different kind of desserts. Some Greek traditional desserts is the baklava. The galaktoburiko is like the Greek custard baklava. And then we got the chocolate mousse Mickey Mouse. It's more like Greek people like. And some other one in a cup is like a kataifi dough with custard and a whipped cream. And then we've got other desserts like cannolis, chocolate mousse cups, tiramisu, lemon meringue tarts, cheesecakes, chocolate cheesecake.
Mm.
We've got chocolate chip cookies, marble cookies.
About
brownies.
That wedding cookie.
The wedding cookies, that's the Greek ones. They call it in Greece, kurabiedas.
Oh.
And here we call it like a Greek wedding cookie. It's with the powdered sugar. It's like butter cookies with powdered sugar. We also make butter cookies.
Oh, nice. Yes, Tommy said those ones are good. I have to check those out next time I come over.
Yep.
Awesome.
We do a lot of stuff from scratch, like the spinach pies, cheese pies, Greek salad, so everything, potato salad in there, everything is homemade, lemon chicken, lemon soup.
I'm getting so hungry right now. I'm going to have to stop by on my way home.
Yep. Everybody says the best gyro in town, too.
Yes, I have heard that. And I have to agree. Like I said, every single thing I've had there so far has been delicious. Really, really good. Like, and it's just, it's homemade, it's fresh. Your recipes, though, are just so good. Like, I love your tzatziki sauce. That is really, really good. Really good. Very fresh. That was delicious. I can't wait to try some more different things. All right. So you have any... All right. So you have any specials or anything the rest of the week that you want to talk about?
We're making different kind of specials of the day. It's like I said to you, it's those Greek... traditional foods, the pastichio, moussaka. Sometimes we do even stuffed peppers.
Ooh.
Once in a while, we'll do some different other stuff. But most of the things is like made to order too, you know, and we'll make a friend at the same time when somebody orders.
Oh, yeah. That the stuffed peppers, I like those too. You have to let me know when you make those.
Every Saturday, we'll do homemade bread here. People Ooh. Like it on Saturdays.
Nice. I didn't even know about that. Homemade bread is good.
Yep. And we can also do special order cakes if somebody wanted, like birthday cake or some special occasion.
Oh, yeah. So did you make up your recipes or did you get them from, like, your grandma?
I worked through the years way back. I started working as a baker from 1987 up north. And I work in a lot of different places, so all these years, you know, collecting different stuff from different people, you know.
Oh, awesome. So you've always worked in restaurants then?
Yep. I work in the restaurants and the bakeries for many years up north. I used to live in Connecticut, upstate New York. I even worked a little bit in Greece.
Oh.
And then down here in Florida.
Awesome. So you just picked up different things that were good along the way and were like, hey, we're going to...
Yep.
Yes, awesome. That's really, you know, and you do good. You must have had some good restaurants you worked in because your recipes are delish.
Yeah. Yeah, I work in the diners, pizzerias. I work in Italians, Greek, Americans, everything. Different bakeries,
yeah.
Too.
So do you still go back to Greece and visit?
Yeah, I was there actually a couple of years ago.
Nice. That's one place I would really love to go one day.
Yep.
My
father and my mother live there.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's awesome. So then you can just go stay with them. That's great. So how long have you been in Florida?
In Florida, I moved in 2005.
Oh, okay. And you moved late from New York, that's what you said?
87, I came to Connecticut.
Okay.
Where was I in 94.
Right. So what? So do you miss the snow?
Not that much.
Right? I don't miss the snow.
I like to go see it maybe for a few days, but not to live there.
Yes, yes. I like it at Christmas. That's about the only time. I don't like to drive in it. That was super scary.
Yep.
Yes, I don't miss the snow. Not at all. I got snowed in one time for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, New York, depending on where you were. Like, if you're upstate, though, you can get snowed in for a long time, too. But more towards the cities, you know, they clean those roads and stuff really nice. But where I was living, it was a secondary road. I was snowed in forever.
Yep.
Okay, so anyhow, Big Greek. Remember us?
Yes, sir.
You want to win $50?
Me, I want to win $50.
Gift certificate.
I can try.
You can try.
I can try.
Okay, do we have any Greek stuff like we can ask? What's a good Greek? You got a Greek trivia?
Greek mythology is always good.
Yeah. I don't.
Like,
beware of Greeks bearing gifts? There was the Greeks that made the big horse?
Yeah, it
was. Was it in Troy, right?
Yeah, across the Aegean Sea there in Troy, in Turkey.
Right. What year was that done, Mr. Big Greek? I'll give you a 10-year either way.
That's a tough one.
I don't even know the answer. Do you know the answer?
No, just give him any date.
All right. Anyhow, can we play a Greek song, Tom?
Like 700 BC or something.
What's a good Greek song to play, Mr. Big Greek?
Zorba the Greek.
Zorba the Greek? Is that a song? Is Zorba the drink? Greek? Is that a song?
Zorba the Greek, they call it. Zorba.
Zorba. Okay, you got that, Tom? We're going to play that. We're going to play that in honor of the Big Greek right there at County Road 1. Now, right next to you is Mobility Plus. Now, yes, she's from the Coast Guard. You know, I've always been saying the Navy all this time.
Oh, I didn't know she was. Okay, cool. Coast Guard. I had some friends in the Coast Guard right here in Clearwater, actually.
Yeah, and they're there. She spent 25 years, I think, in the Coast Guard. Now, not the Navy. I kept saying that.
Awesome.
But you can just tell she's a woman of her word. She's a lady.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yes. Very nice lady.
Right, a lady. And then, you don't get. Some people are. But she's a classy lady.
Absolutely.
Right, and that's Mobility Plus. She's right there at County Road 1 where the Winn-Dixie is. Do you know where that is?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I get a lot.
She's the Big Greek neighbor.
The Big Greek neighbor. Do you know who I'm talking about, Lynn?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she's a good woman, right, Mr. Big Greek?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's Lynn over at Mobility Plus.
She comes over sometimes for lunch.
Yes, and she should because you do good food, but that's the type of person. Is this
all
it?
All right.
All right, we're going to listen to this.
Oh, there you go.
This is...
And the Trojan Horse, by the way, was 1188 BC.
1188 BC. Very good. This song is being sponsored by the Big Greek and Mobility Plus. She deals with scooters, ramps, lifts, power chairs, recliner lift chairs, anything to help you out if you're having trouble being mobile. And she has... It's American-made products. And that's the bottom line. Bottom line is, you need to get around town. It's Mobility Plus. County Road 1, where the Winn-Dixie is. Let's listen to the song.
You can see Anthony Quinn dancing right now.
Oopa!
Oopa!
Didn't know you could kick that high, Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, that's a dancing song, huh?
Yep.
Do you break plates with that particular song?
Why not?
Why not?
You can break. You got to say the word "opa." If you say "opa," then you can break anything.
Really? Has anybody ever got mad?
Break the plates.
But isn't that an expensive thing if someone only has, say, 10 plates in their house? Well, I mean, how does that work?
I guess they're making a lot of money in Greece, making plates.
That's it. And what is that? Breaking the plate brings good luck. What's the purpose of breaking the plate?
Yeah, I guess it's good luck. It's a fun, I guess.
I never knew that. And how do you say it? It's oopa?
Opa, opa.
Oop. Can you say it? Say it.
No, opa, opa.
Opa.
Say it.
Opa.
Opa, yes.
Opa.
O-P-A. O-P-A.
Opa. Opa.
Right, and you scream it, right? Opa. And you're screaming and you're clapping your hands. Opa.
Yes,
Yes.
Why not?
Why not? How many times have you broken?
Have a little something Greek like ouzo or some other Greek wine or something.
How many times have you broken plates in your lifetime?
A lot. I don't know. I can't count now.
Do you remember how old you were?
I was young. I was like 12 years old.
And that's the first time you broke your first plate?
Yes, sir.
So there you go. It's a tradition what do they call that? A Greek tradition.
Right? Yes.
Well,
when you go with the family out, you know what I mean? Like they have it like here they do festivals, but anyway, they have a different, you know, celebrations. And you are there, people dancing, breaking plates, have fun. Mm-hmm.
Very good. In closing, tell us about the big Greek restaurant, and then we got to go to our next caller.
Yes, sir. Here, like I told you, we make everything from scratch. We have a lot of pastries, a lot of cakes, cookies. We also make all our gyros, souvlaka, Greek salad, soups, different kind of specials of Greek food. They can come over anytime they want, 11 to 8, Monday to Saturday. We'll be happy to see you.
And that's the Big Greek right there next to Mobility Plus. Where Mobility Plus has scooters, ramps, lifts. They have everything you need to get mobile. So if you need some mobility product, they deal with the American leading manufacturers. And there's a lady there by the name of Lynn. She's been in the Coast Guard for a long time. And she's a lady. So if you want honorable and veterans, we were just talking about Veterans Day. They think she's a veteran. You know, we have our guy ASC giving a free oil change from November 11th to November 15th for any military or people, first responders, or anybody that can show their ID, free, no strings attached, oil change. Because, you know, you pay back to your people that protect us. We take this freedom for granted.
Absolutely.
It's people like Lynn from Mobility Plus that protects us.
Yep.
You know, we sleep sound at night knowing that Lynn's out there or will be out there to protect us. And so we got to have gratitude. Anytime you have gratitude, you're pleased. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I am pleased with our veterans. They really have done good by us.
Oh, man.
Sacrifice is the word I'm using, too. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice their lives. That's how much veterans have done for us. So it's a good thing. Mobility Plus, she's a veteran from the Coast Guard. So we got to also support our veterans. And thank you for being on the show, Big Greek.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
Our next, guess who we're going to talk to next, Big Greek? An author. And guess what the name of his title is? Are you still there?
No, he's gone.
Okay. What do you think? I wish we had someone. What a title. Murder.
Yeah, murder. Murder is a story about a couple, older couple, that's trying to avoid euthanasia. And they're trying to bring the word to the public, the United States public and the world public, that older people have a worth and a value and not to be discarded on the trash heap of humanity. So the story develops from a rest home, a euthanasia home, and they escape and it goes from there. It's about a 400 page chase scene, really, and they do get the word out, and it's I think it's, of course, I wrote it, so I'm going to think it's interesting. But I think it's interesting subject matter.
Well, and it's enthralling, and it's a page turner, that's for sure.
And the main character has a lot of casino gaming experience, so that's brought in. And I think if you're interested in euthanasia and
abortion,
that you'll find some very useful information in there that's factual, that isn't actually mainstream information. So if you're interested in fighting that particular topic, it would be worth your while to read the book just for that.
Yeah, you know, it's like what I found out is you were coming in every week, and to tell you the word selfless, right? It's the opposite of selfish. Mm-hmm. And most people are selfish, right? Self-seeking, selfish. And I noticed that you would come in and just like a, I use the word soldier again, but just like a, like I see it like sometimes when I'm, I watch waiters or waitresses that not their table, but yet they'll still try to help out the other waitresses or waiters. They're team players. Not everybody's like that. Like I've noticed sometimes some waiters or waitresses would, I'd go in and they would not like acknowledge me, but 2 weeks earlier I left them a big tip because it wasn't their table. Then I see other waiters or waitresses, they'll help out, and they're like, I watch for that. It sounds silly, but I do.
No.
And then that's you, though.
Oh, thank you.
That's where I'm going with this. Because I noticed there's been a bunch of times you've come in here, and we've never even talked about the book. Mm-hmm. But yet you took the time to come here. And you just went right into the flow asking questions to help the show out. You were a team player.
Right, thank
That's
you.
Being selfless.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that several times, right? It might have even been frustrating to you, too. I'm not saying because you're coming here for to promote your radio show, and you've never said nothing to me. But I picked up on it, like, when I've listened to the shows. Wow, we never even talked about his service, what he's trying to promote. But, yeah, you just got right in with great questions and was a team player.
Well, you can new coupon book's coming out. And you can pick up Murder on e-books, Amazon e-books, for $2.99. And the other two books I've written, Hubris and Eviction Notice, also are available for $2.99 from Amazon.
Just for the coupon book.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. So in this way you can track the results based on that, too.
And it's Don Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E. Go to Amazon Books and put in Don Trimble as the author, all three books will come up.
Yeah, I wonder where our girl is, Paulie. She hasn't come in now 2 weeks in a row. I need to call Paulie. I just took her for granted, too. There's where sometimes you do, too. I just took for granted that she would come in here. Mm-hmm. You know, and she would also be a team player, too.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yes, and she wrote a beautiful book also. We're supposed to, she authored it, but she gave me credit for it. So really, I would be a collaborator. But real quick, who do we have on the line?
Another part of your team, Nick.
Nick. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Nick. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Okay. Just to be bluntly honest on this deal, I thought because we have controversy a little bit sometimes in life, right?
Yes.
And I'm bluntly honest with Nick. You know, and he's given me some really good advice, right? And then you know what the last word you gave me was? To grind. Right? He says you need to grind, right? I don't know, like it's really weird, like in business, you just gotta keep going. If you get hit, like what does a quarterback do when he throws an interception? Right? He keeps grinding, right? And like
right.
He looks through the, you know, you look forward, because you know, the windshield is much bigger than the rear view mirror. So you can look in the rear view mirror and see what happened in the past. Or you can look in the future, which is the windshield, which is much bigger. I don't know. I hung up the phone with him. So there's certain people in life, you're only as sick as your secrets, right? And there's certain people in life that are mentors, right? And I'm going to say this, and the people, I consider you my mentor.
What?
Yeah, I learn a lot from you.
Oh, and, boy.
Yeah, he said to me, yeah, do you ever have someone like you, have you had a mentor in your life? Have you?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And the mentor doesn't even know they're the mentor. Because what it is, a mentor is someone that has integrity, I would think, for me, that it's something that you want to be like, right? And that you can pass it on. But the deal is that when someone mentors you, the deal is for you, it's called apprenticeship, it used to be called. Remember? Or what would they call it, like if a blacksmith had a someone he helped? What were they called?
Apprentice.
He's an apprentice.
Apprentice, okay. Yeah, so then my job is if someone mentors me, and my feeling is if they help me, my job then is to pass it on to someone else.
Sure.
Well, that's what everybody does, Brian. I mean, that's life experience itself, right? We learn as we go through life, right? So many people, right? Here's something different. You either live to work or live while you work, right? So many people, you walk into a place and they're looking at their watch. Oh, man, I get off in 5 minutes. It's going to be great. Blah, blah, blah. But those people live work to live, right? And then there's people like myself who have put myself in a position that I live while I work.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes big sense. Like if I said to you, if there were no obstacles, right, and you could do what you want to do, what would you do? I had it with a high school football coach. Because he was giving me a ride on the cart. I said, you're the perfect example. Imagine you couldn't get paid. What is your purpose in life? You know, purpose is ongoing. A goal is an accomplishment. You have a beginning and an end. But purpose is ongoing. It's the meaning to life. And I asked him, I said, just imagine you couldn't get paid. And there were no obstacles in your life. What job would you take? And he said, I'd be a football coach. I really love what I do. And that's exactly. And I think you too. You were a teacher.
Going through life, sharing your life experience is what it's about, right? So some of us take so many different paths and have done so many things. And if we have an opportunity to share that with somebody who maybe hasn't had the same life experience, I guess that's called mentorship. But it's also sharing your life experiences to hopefully better them in some way.
Right, and that's a key word there, experience. Don't tell me. Like, this is what you should do. Because, because if I say you, that puts you on that side of the table, and that puts me on the opposite side of the table.
Right.
But if I say we can accomplish this, that puts us on the both sides of the table.
Right.
So stay away from the word you should. And then also use this, my experience. In my experience, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely it does.
Yes. So that's what I tried to do is share through my experience. This is what happened when I did it this way. Doesn't mean you have to do it, but I can just share my experience. Anytime someone says you should, watch out for that person.
Yeah. Okay,
right. I got to do this real quick, Nick. I'm going to do it a little bit. But you know, I was just looking at the ad. It should say we supply all. It really doesn't hit you that we supply all the use our self-service pet station. And I'm trying to see where it says, you know, we supply everything. Okay, I think that should be in the coupon. Anyhow.
Like,
yeah, because they supply everything. What is everything? And then I think there should be bullets, what's supplied. And we need to just, like, take a look at this. Because I'm looking at the ad. Because it says we supply everything over here, but it's $9.99. I'm pretty sure they supply the soap. They supply the hair dryer. Is there a hair dryer? I don't even know. But they supply the tub. I need to get all the stuff they supply to have a little more detail. But this way, you leave the mess and they clean up. Right?
Wow.
Right?
Nice.
And it's a self-service pet wash station. Dunedin and Pet Supply. And I just think the ad doesn't do that. It says it over there. We supply everything. But what's everything?
Right.
What you need for washing your...
But it should say also you leave the mess.
Yeah.
Right, you leave the mess, we clean up the rest, something like that.
That's cute.
Because, you know what I mean? Because the thing you have to clean in a dog sometimes, it can get real messy.
Is that new? Is that a new ad? Or
yeah, it's a new ad. It's Dunedin Pet Supply. It's right there at 1045 Main Street in Dunedin. They're right there across the street from the KFC, basically. Yeah. You know where the KFC
can you
is? Yeah, I can. But I just got to get the permission from the... I work for my clients. Even though if I come up with something, I still have to get their permission.
But
I see where how does that? You leave the... How did I say it? You leave the mess, we clean it. What do you think, my professor?
I was trying to think of something that rhymed with mess.
Okay.
But I can't.
Oh.
At this time. Sorry.
But I'd like to get Mike's permission. He's the owner. You leave the mess, we clean up... We don't. Come on, Nick, help us.
We clean up the rest.
This is
what kind of business is it?
It's a Dunedin Pet Supply. It's right there on 1045 Main Street in Dunedin. They're a self-service. Huh?
Go ahead. Self-service what?
Leave the mess. We clean up the... No, leave...
What's the mess?
The mess is like you ever wash a dog in a tub?
Really?
It gets real messy. The hair, the dirt. You leave
the
mess.
They're not leaving the mess. If he's doing it, they're not leaving it.
No, they do it themselves. It's a self-service pet wash station.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you want to leave the...
Leave the mess.
You come in a mess and leave the best.
Leave the mess to the best.
All right.
There you go.
We got to come up with something. Nick, come up with something, please.
Man, leave the...
Because you get ideas. The idea is that you come in there...
What about let us wash your troubles away?
Yeah, like self-service pet wash station. We supply everything. What's everything? I think it should say soap.
No, you don't want to fill an ad, but that everything's everything, right? Yes.
I mean, should we put bullet points after saying soap, what we supply? What do they supply besides soap?
No, because if you do that on a regular basis, you know what's involved.
But you leave...
It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah. You leave the mess. Come on, we got to come up with something. Because the idea is
they're not leaving the mess, though, Brian.
They're leaving... You ever clean a dog, how dirty it gets in the bathtub?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not leaving the mess. They're leaving
it in the tub and
okay,
all over the floor.
That's it. Make the mess. We clean the... You make the mess. We clean the mess. I don't know.
Well, maybe the owner come up with a slogan.
We'll wash your dogs.
No, they wash themselves. It's like a self-service. They do it.
No stress. We clean up the mess.
There you go.
I like that.
See that?
There you go.
We got to get Mike's approval, though. No stress. Leave the mess. We clean the mess. No
stress.
I'm trademarking that right now.
We clean the mess.
It's going to cost you $1,000.
No. Do you know that walk in the fingers with GTE? They never trademarked it. This is back 40 years ago. And a guy realized that, and he trademarked it. And they actually, instead of having to take it off all their... phones, they paid him like $5 million. You know the finger thing for GTE?
Let the fingers do the walking.
They never trademarked it, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
This is a true story. And he trademarked it when he realized it and got $5 million or something like that just for them to buy it. It would have been more expensive for them. So trademark.
Wow.
So let's trademark. What was you saying?
No stress. We clean up the mess.
There you go. We got to get Mike's approval on that. That's Dunedin Pet Supply. Don't forget about Mobility Plus. Linda?
Lynn?
Taking care of Nick, my mentor.
Vicky? Trimble.
Trimble. And the professor.
And Don Trimble.
Don Trimble, who always very selfless man, Don Trimble.
Thank you.
Who else did we have on? The Big Greek.
Dave. Ooh.
And Dave, how can I forget about Faded Dave? The Brian Cash Claus Radio Show. Bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.